name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wedding of the Virgin and Joseph. September 5th, 1944. Jesus says, "What does the Book of Wisdom say?" Singing her praises. Within wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle. And it goes on listing her endowments, ending the period with the words, "Almighty, all-surveying, penetrating, all-intelligent, pure and most subtle spirits." She is so pure, she pervades and permeates all things. She is a breath of the power of God. Hence, nothing impure can find a way into her. Image of His goodness. Although alone she can do all, herself unchanging, she makes all things new. She passes into holy souls. She makes them friends of God and prophets. You have seen how Joseph, not by human culture, but by supernatural education, can read in the sealed book of the Immaculate Virgin, and how he borders upon prophetic truths by his seeing a superhuman mystery where others could only see a great virtue. Since he is imbued with this wisdom, which is a breath of the power of God and a definite emanation of the Almighty, he sails with a secure spirit the sea of this mystery of grace, which is Mary. He penetrates with her spiritual contacts, in which, rather than the lips, the two spirits speak to each other in the sacred silence of their souls, where God only can hear voices, and those who are well liked by God, because they are His faithful servants and are full of Him. The wisdom of the just man, which increases by his union and closeness to Mary, full of grace, prepares him to penetrate the deepest secrets of God and enables him to protect and defend them from the snares of man and demon. And in the meantime, it invigorates him. It makes the just man a saint, and the saint the guardian of the spouse and of the Son of God. What do you read in Leviticus? "Tell Aaron, your brother, that he must not enter the sanctuary beyond the veil, in front of the throne of mercy that is over the ark, whenever he chooses. He may die, for I appear in a cloud on the throne of mercy, unless he has done these things first. He will offer a young bull for a sacrifice for sin, and a ram for holocaust. He is to wear a linen tunic and cover his nakedness with a linen girdle." And Joseph really enters the sanctuary of God, when and as far as God wants, beyond the veil that conceals the ark, on which the Spirit of God hovers, and he offers himself and will offer the lamb, a holocaust for the sin of the world and in expiation of such sin. And he does that dressed in linen and mortifying his virile limbs to abolish their faculty of sensation, which once, at the beginning of times, did triumph, impairing the rights of God on man, and which will now be crushed in the Son, in the Mother, and in the putative Father, to lead men back to grace and restore the right of God on man. He does that with his perpetual chastity. Was Joseph not on Golgotha? Do you think he is not amongst co-redeemers? I tell you solemnly that he was the first, and therefore he is great in the eyes of God. Great for his sacrifice, his patience, his perseverance, his faith. Which faith is greater than this one that believed without seeing the miracles of the Messiah. Praise be to my putative Father, an example to you of what you lack most: purity, faithfulness, and perfect love. Praise be to the magnificent reader of the sealed book, imbued with wisdom, to be able to understand the mysteries of grace and chosen to protect the salvation of the world from the snares of all enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.